listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk again about spiritual warfare and talk about it in the sense of having all the armor that God wants us to have. I'm going to read you from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, where we read this. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he began this section about spiritual battle by telling us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. After that, Paul explained the goal of our battle. He said, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's in verse 11, what I just read to you. Now, we express the strength we have in God by standing against the wiles of the devil. The schemes of our spiritual adversaries come to nothing when we stand against them in the power of God. So, put on the whole armor of God. Paul wrote using a metaphor, what we might call a word picture. Just as a Roman soldier had armor that made him ready to fight, the follower of Jesus has spiritual resources and equipment that prepare him, or her of course, to survive and win spiritual conflicts. The armor of God will be explained fully in the next verses. But the emphasis here is on the whole armor of God. God gives the believer a full set of spiritual equipment, and he sends us out into battle with everything we need at our disposal. The ancient Greek word for armor is used in only one other place in the New Testament. It's used in Luke chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. And there, Jesus spoke of the strong man who is fully armed, but he's stripped of his armor when a stronger one comes and defeats him. Now, we know that at the cross, Jesus disarmed all spiritual authorities and powers that oppose us. That's described in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. So, in light of all that, we are to put on the whole armor of God. The armor is of God, both in the sense that it is from him, and in the sense that it is his actual armor. You see, in the Old Testament, it's the Lord who wears the armor. You can look that up in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17. Now the Lord shares that armor with us. No wonder we are more than conquerors, as it says in Romans chapter 8. In the book of 1 Samuel, there's a story of a king who gave a boy his armor to fight. Now, the armor must have been good because it belonged to a king. Yet the boy didn't want to fight in the king's armor, no matter how good it was. The boy, who would later become a king himself, explained that he didn't want to use the king's armor because he had not tested it. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, that boy, whom we know as David in the Bible, he went on to fight Goliath in armor that he had tested before. You see, David learned how to use this armor as a shepherd when he battled against a lion and a bear. And in that fight, David trusted God to protect him, to give him courage, and to provide him with skill. That trust was part of a tested, proven armor for David. And he won that battle against Goliath. So friends, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is this. The armor God gives you won't be effective until you use it, until you test it. And the more you use it, the more effective it will be. Just make sure that today you take the whole armor of God. God offers it to you, and he offers it to you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.